to Jalmerson. He bats it ahead. Hossa and Keith have a two-on-one shorthanded break over the blue line. Hossa right circle. Shoots, he scores! Marian Hossa with his first goal of the playoffs off of a two-on-one shorthanded rush. In by Shattenkirk, left point, then he lost it. A long shot from the back line. He scores! An empty net goal! And this will put it away! Marian Hossa swinging it from the Hawk line into the empty Blues net. And the United Center is up for grabs. We're headed to Game 7. Connick sends Hossa over the Blues line. He shoots. He scores! A rocket from Marian Hossa. That one hit the back of the net. That's his third goal in three straight games for Marian Hossa.
Marian Hossa is up next here at the Blackhawks convention. This is the Beat. Got a great crowd out here, here till 7 o'clock, and a big lineup of guests, including Daniel Carcillo, Dennis Savard, Trevor Van Riemsdyk, Andrew Desjardins, Tony Esposito, and we'll talk to Marian Hossa in just a second. Adam Hogue, Mark Carmen here, and Troy Murray, our special guest co-host today. Troy, this gives us an opportunity to ask you about your summer. How's it going?
Good.
Yeah?
It was a little bit longer
this year.
No, I don't have anything to do, but I'm busy. How does that work? Like, can you go golfing next week? No, I got this, I got that. I don't know. I mean, it's moving along, and obviously I love being here in Chicago. I came here in 82 and never left. It's wonderful, and I have a lot of friends. So there's a lot of opportunities for me to do stuff in the summer, and it's been a beautiful summer so far, so I'm enjoying it. I'd rather it be a little bit shorter.
Yeah. We're waiting on Marian Hossa. I think if we enlist the crowd here and just get a little chant going, Hossa, Hossa, I think we can get him out here. A little louder, a little louder, a little louder. Yes. Come on.
There he is.
I knew you all could do it. Number 81, Marian Hossa, sitting down at the table to join us. You looking?
I love this guy. I love this guy.
Speak to your love.
My training partner.
Do I have to wear these?
You don't have to.
No,
okay. just sit up towards the mic there. You'll be good.
Quick story with Marian a couple of years ago. they recruited me to be Marian's skating partner during the lockout a couple of years ago.
Well,
they needed somebody to find out if, you know, he was ready to take that next step. So they said, you know, Troy, are you interested in skating with Marian? Yeah, sure. Okay, I'm 53 years old, and look at this guy. He's in great shape. Seriously, I think Mike Gapsky, the athletic trainer, had the defibrillator out. I was so red. This guy, you can't knock him off the puck. And they said, okay, he's ready for contact. I hit this guy, and I think I broke five ribs the first time. I couldn't move. For about 3 days after I skated with Marian for a couple days, and the appreciation of how strong this guy is on his skates and how tough it is to take the puck away from him just went to a different level. He took it easy on me too.
Can you say anything nice about Troy's talents, Marian? Did Troy impress you in any way, shape, or form?
Actually, he was playing by the old rules, so there was lots of hooking and punching and grabbing by the board, so actually I needed it, so thanks, Troy.
You're welcome. Yeah, I couldn't catch him. It was hooking, hold, everything I did out there was a penalty.
You did score a goal, though, last year, Troy, right? In the North Stars Blackhawks alumni game with the...
Yeah, I did.
Huh?
Yeah.
That happened.
That was a beautiful one.
You know, I don't know. You get into the shootout. You didn't have the shootout when I was playing, but... You know, you have to have a thought in your head, and I know, Marian, you're kind of a guy that's not a guy that likes to go in and deke. You usually take a shot when you're on the breakaway shootout situation. So we didn't even know the rules during this alumni game that we played in Minnesota, and all of a sudden they pointed to me and he says, "You got a penalty shot." And I'm like, "What?" So I go to center ice, and there's 35,000 people in the building, and I'm just like, man, I haven't played hockey at this level in a long time, and I'm thinking, what am I going to do? Just don't embarrass yourself. Seriously, I crossed the blue line in my head. She says, okay, I'm going to go up in front of the net, and I'm going to stick out like Patrick Kane. And then I'm shaking myself off in the head. No, can't do that. Gilles Malas was the goaltender, and he's like 65 years old. Not that it's old. But I look at him. He's got his legs wide apart, like spread wide apart. And I look at him. He's going, no, he wants me to shoot there. It's like, I can't. So I go in there, and I kind of hesitated, took a fake shot. And as soon as I hesitated and faked the shot, he closed his legs, flopped over, and I went around and put it in the open net.
Yeah, baby.
Well, I was excited, but I was so nervous taking that shot. It was unbelievable. I just don't embarrass yourself.
It was awesome.
Well, that brings up an interesting question. I always wonder, watching these shootouts, Marion, when you're going up there, I mean, I'm sure you have a plan every time, but how much do you stick to that every time, or will there be some times where, as you're approaching the goaltender, you see something that he's doing and you change your mind?
Well, in the regular season, before each game, we got meetings, basically power play meetings, penalty kill. Also, and there is like, I think, you know, 8 or 10 guys showing up for the penalty shootout meeting, and basically scouting the other goalie, what basically he's doing usually. So we watch a couple of shootouts before each game. So when it comes to that, you know, guys kind of know what to expect. So every goal is a little bit different. So I think, you know, I just go with the flow, basically. You know, what I see, I just goes. And I usually, I haven't, I think this year, I don't think I had maybe one or two shootouts. But usually I go and I try to take a clapper, a low blocker or a high glove. So, you know, sometimes it works.
Don't say that. No? People could be listening. Scouting report. There could be scouts out here now.
We got lots of skilled guys. I'll be number 5 in the list, so no worries.
Well, you are one goal away from becoming the 44th player in the history of number 500. Somebody told you, hey, Marion, one day you'll be in that club. I mean, did you ever dream it that big?
That was never in my head. I was just happy when I was drafted, and I said I try to, you know, stay in National Hockey League long as I can, and I never thought I'd gonna play one day 1,000 game, or never thought I would be around 500 goals. So, you know, I'm just glad I can play this long. I can be around a great group of guys, and, you know, that definitely helps.
You're also 10 assists away from 600. Do you differentiate, like, either of those mean more to you?
Not really. I didn't even notice that. You know, I knew I'm missing one goal to 500, but I didn't check the assist marker. But you know, that would be great to make it. You know, this year, and you know, that would be awesome.
Everybody comes in the NHL and wants to emulate a certain player. Who was that guy when you broke into the NHL?
I love the way Peter Forsberg played. I love to watch him. You know, strong on the puck. You know, people bounce off him. He was skilled. He can make a play. So he was, like, great defensively. So I love to watch him.
Peter was my old roommate in Colorado.
There we go.
Great guy. He got me a Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
Well, yeah,
that was
a
fun thing to watch when you guys were there.
Marion Hossa here on the beat, 720 WGN. We do need to take a quick timeout, but we'll be right back. Plenty more coming up with Marion in just a minute. Keep listening. 720 WGN.
Got it back on the other side. There's Lindsman. Fraser went after him. It comes back in front. A great save by Esposito. Boy, Tony O does it again.
Live from the 2016 Blackhawks Convention, it's Blackhawks Radio 720 WGN.
Heard that highlight there of Tony Esposito. He'll be with us later on in the show. We're here till 7 o'clock on 720 WGN. Marion Hossa joining us right now. Adam Hogue, Mark Carmen, and Troy Murray with you. Okay, Marion, I still remember when you signed your contract with the Blackhawks in 2009, and it was, at least for me, it was sort of like that moment, all right, this franchise is really going for it here, and you kind of got the sense that it was starting to come together. How much have things changed in this organization? I mean, since that point, just whether it's the core guys that have been here the whole time and how they've matured and grown up, and yet you've still been able to keep all this winning tradition every year.
Well, that was a great decision, you know, come to Chicago, because I kind of want to go to the team where I see the vision for winning for a longer period of time. And I had a chance to play against the Blackhawks in a conference final year before when I was in Detroit. And I knew, like, these guys have a great young group of guys. They can do so much in the future. And, you know, July 1st came, and I got the offer from Blackhawks, and it was like, you know, great city, great hockey town. And so the deal was right, you know, a few minutes after on the table, and I was like, you know, this is it. And made it happen. You know, first year we won a cup, which was amazing. That was my goal, to come to the city and, yeah, come to the city and, you know, never thought, you know, that would be right away in the first year. And after, like, you know, 6 years later, we got three of them. So that's amazing. And, you know, doesn't happen often. But the group of guys, I saw the potential. And you can tell every year. They were young kids. I came to the family room, and there was, like, just girlfriends and the guys and different organization. You see so many kids running around, and there was, like, no one baby in the room, and there was just young kids.
That's, you know, changed.
And now you look, and you know, every one of them have a, you know, one or two kids, and it's just amazing how things change when the guys grow up, maturely on the ice and off the ice, and it's just a great group of guys.
You were 12 years deep in your career at that point when you signed with the Hawks, and the contract takes you all the way to 42. I know you get asked about this all the time. You're 37. You're going to make it to the end of the deal. And when it was signed, people thought there's no way. But now you're, like, kind of within shouting distance. You got 5 years to go here. How are you feeling here?
Yeah, I feel great. You know, as long as I don't have injuries, you know, I feel like, you know, I can keep up with the young guys. I feel I can play. So I try to play. You know, I go now year by year because you never know what can happen. But I definitely want to play till, you know, I can, and till I'm going to be still on the level of where I want to be. And, you know, I think so far it's been pretty good.
If you look at, and we were talking about this a little bit earlier, the fact that if you can take anything positive out of losing in the first round this year, the opportunity for you guys to get the rest. We talk about the players that are playing, you know, in all these extra events, the Olympics, the, you know, the World Cup coming up. You were a guy that two previous years prior to winning the Stanley Cup for the Blackhawks played in you know, the Stanley Cup final the 2 years. How important is it for you at this point of your career and the age that you are to maybe have this opportunity that you don't want to have and were disappointed to have, but beneficially for you, how important is it for you to get the, you know, the mental you know, ambition to get back to where it is and the opportunity to really get yourself in good shape and get some rest?
I think it's huge for me. Obviously, you don't want to lose, but, you know, on the other hand, you know, I want to take this opportunity to kind of take a break from hockey because I play so much hockey over the last bunch of years, and there was, like,
there has, by the way, nobody played more games than right. Marian Hossa since you started with Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Yeah, so
yeah.
Thank you. So definitely, like, for me personally, I can tell, you know, get the break and make sure I recharge and, you know, not just physically but also mentally from hockey for a little bit, get away. It's huge, and I think, you know, lots of the core guys who play so many hockey games too, it's going to be great for the future because they're going to be more recharged, more hungry, and I think, you know, we can take far again this year.
Do you train differently now, eat differently? What's changed over the course of your career that way?
I don't think I eat differently, but, you know, for this year I start training differently. I kind of follow the Blackhawks program. Paulie Goodman does such a great work, you know, giving us great drills in the summer, so I kind of follow that. Lots of running and lots of sprints. I hate running, but I love sprints. So, you know, it works for me. But in the short summers when we won a Cubs or we went far, I did lots of biking because there was, like, not much time for long summer workouts. And right now I got time to prepare for the season. So I kind of follow his plan, and so far I enjoy it so much.
When you're coming off those short summers, it seems like just – as you guys go into the playoffs like this past year, you know, I know you guys have to be tired, but you're not really showing it at all. Is it just like you're running off adrenaline at that point? You know the importance of the Stanley Cup playoffs. And if so, at what point when it's over, like when you guys lost to St. Louis, was there like a moment a day or two later where you finally went, oh, man, I am tired. We need this rest.
Well, obviously, you know, there is 82 games, then there's playoffs, then when you go far, there's such a short time to prepare, and there's another 82 games and another playoff. So sometimes you can feel tired, but when the puck drops, you kind of are, especially for the playoff games, you're ready. You don't even think about, like, you know, being tired. You just try to bring your best and leave everything on the ice, and that's how I look at it.
Best thing about Coach Q?
He's a player's coach. Obviously, the fact I really like about him, he understands the players, how they feel, because he plays 600 games. And so he was in that position. So he gives the players days off to kind of recharge the batteries. And I think he's done such a great job that way, because there is so many games to be played, and he understands how the player feel.
Do you play Monopoly?
No.
Okay. I think he looks like the Monopoly man, Coach Q. I don't think he gets enough credit for that.
Marin, this year, the coaches were talking about it. There's a real good opportunity for a lot of young players to step into the lineup this year. When I came to NHL, I was 19, and Tony Esposito was our goaltender. He had kids that were basically as old as I was when I came into NHL. You're one of the elder statements of the Blackhawks inside the locker room. How are you going to deal with some of these younger players? And your role is maybe a mentor to help some of these younger players to understand what it needs to take to have a great career like you have in the NHL is something that maybe you could embrace.
Well, first of all, I'm glad that Michael Rossi was signed still with the Blackhawks, because that doesn't make me the oldest player in our team. So I was glad to see that. So I'm the second oldest, but back to the young players. Definitely there's younger and younger players coming in, and it's scary, you know, how the difference between me and them can be. But when they ask me, I give them advice. Obviously, we got great leadership in our group, especially in the dressing room. Jonathan Taves does such a great job helping young guys, and we are there to help too.
Mary, thanks so much. We got to take a break here, but appreciate you coming by. And we know you're just going to keep it going next year. You don't show the age ever.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it for coming.
All right, Marion Hossa, everybody. Got many more guests coming up. Daniel Carcillo after the 4:30 news here. Let's take a quick break. 720 WGN.